is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It is Thursday, and this is the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson. How you doing, Wade?
I'm great. Good to be with you, Carl.
Got to plug something real quick. For those of you who missed this announcement, I'm going to make it again. Superior Hardcore Peptides has a 30% off everything on their website to the Superhuman Nation. Use the coupon code SHR30, and if your order is $75 or above, free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Superior Hardcore Peptides banner ad today. Okay, so we're going to talk about follow-ups to the three heavy lifts, the template that you created in the last three shows. We're going to talk about some initial responses from listeners and fans of yours who are using this template. But before we talk about any of that, you and I had a brief discussion off the air before the show started. And I said to you, Wade, I've put on, I just bought a new tuxedo and went up to a 48, and now I'm a 50, and that's just before the holiday. I got to tell you something. I put on some serious muscle in a very short period of time, and you know what I'm doing, Wade? You know what pills I'm taking? You know what I'm injecting, Wade? You know what I'm doing, Wade? I'm friggin' eating.
Right.
I'm eating. I'm making sure that every meal has 60 grams of protein. I'm making sure I'm getting above 280 to 300 grams of protein a day. I'm not staying away from my carbs. I'm eating plenty of sweet potatoes and brown rice and plenty of vegetables. And I'm just eating. And I'm going to tell you something. If you really want to put on some muscle, and it takes a lot of work. I've had to work at eating. I've had to buy digestive enzymes again because it's like, oh, God, I got to eat, man. And those of you out there who say, oh, well, Carl, more than 30 grams of protein is wasted. Yeah, well, tell that to my shoulders that don't fit in my jacket anymore because it's going somewhere.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that. It's one of the things that I tell people all the time. A lot of your success can hinge on your nutrition. Now, a lot of people equate that to something like diet, and I hate the word diet. You've heard me say it before.
Right.
Diet means I'm restricting something. I am doing something that is not typically part of my lifestyle, and that's why diets never, they just fail. They never work. It is a short-term solution to a long-term problem. But in how nutrition benefits us, as you've seen, your output is at this level and that it's been at, and you've added, we're not talking about going out and having Big Macs and pizza.
No.
And nobody loves pizza more than me, trust me. But you're talking about good quality food and getting in what you need, not only to put on muscle, but to perform when you're lifting and with your lifestyle, because you have a frenetic schedule like I do. I get up at the crack of dawn, I train and I coach a group of lifters, I go to work, and I supervise people and I have a certain level of work that I've got to get done. Then I go home and then I train people in the evening, and throughout all that, I'm answering, you know, client email and text and stuff like that, not on top of keeping up with a household. And your life is not unlike that. So you have to put in the fuel to get that kind of output. And what you're seeing, you've picked up your eating, not a bunch of crap, not a bunch of sweets, but good, solid food that has fueled not only your body and your energy levels. I would dare say, without us discussing it, that your energy levels are higher.
Absolutely.
And now, even at your age, you know, everybody talks about that diminishing, you're putting on quality muscle in your mid-50s.
And that's the funny story. So When I decided to buy this tuxedo, a friend of Elisa's, well-meaning, you know, I told Elisa, I'm going to probably start putting on some muscle again because I'm going to really up my game with my eating. I mean, I'm cooking flank steak and chicken breasts, you know, 2 days a week. I've got flank steak. I've got three chicken breasts. I've got a pound of flank steak here today. I mean, I've got all good food, and I have to eat it all before I go home because then I have to eat again. And it's like she said, well, tell Carl not to worry about outgrowing his new tuxedo because he's getting older. He's not going to be putting on muscle. He's going to be losing muscle. And I thought to myself, well, she doesn't know what she's talking about. She should. I've already outgrown this tuxedo that I just bought. Elisa's going to kill me. She said to me the other day, if you outgrow all these new clothes that you got for Christmas, I'm going to kill you.
Right.
And I don't have the heart to tell her that my leather jacket doesn't even fit me right anymore. It's like my shoulders don't fit into it. My arms don't fit into it.
Well, you can certainly, you know, even at this point in our lives, I can tell, even my guys can tell, as I'm drawing closer to this meet and my training intensity has picked up and the weights that I'm using has picked up, my body weight has stayed relatively the same, but I am physically more imposing than I was 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And the way that I'm eating 6 to 7 whole food meals a day. You know, I'm having to cook just an immense amount of protein and then, you know, good carbs, you know, vegetables. I'm eating a lot of my vegetables raw and probably the only thing, you know, I eat rice and quinoa.
Right. That you have to cook that obviously. So raw Absolutely. Vegetables. So in other words, broccoli, spinach, you're just eating just like that.
Yep.
Does that keep you from, you know what? I love English cucumbers, by the way. I just discovered them recently. Is that because it's a matter of, well, if I don't have to cook it, it takes me less time, or are you eating it raw because you
want? One of the things that I'm trying to do is now I will, like, I'll either grill or steam like some asparagus. I'm not eating that raw. I don't care if it's good for you or not. I'm just not doing it.
Right.
And I will steam some of my broccoli. But one of the things is just you get the most benefit from the vegetable when you eat it raw.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm trying to, you know, up my game there, especially and prepare, because once this meat is done, you know, I'm going to have a week of, okay, you know, let it happen, blow it out, and then you've got to start making the trek down to the next weight class.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to prepare, and, you know, it's one of those things where certain foods like spinach I would never eat. And I got to give a shout out to a friend of mine about this. Sue Steele is a great friend of mine. She's the one that initially hooked me up with Beverly International and really got my mind to thinking early on in my career about my nutrition. And Sue is a natural, in her past, was a natural pro bodybuilder and did it in her early 40s. And, you know, to achieve your pro card, you know, like that is a significant achievement. And she and I would help her with training ideas, and she would stay on me about, as I was trying to break 300 pounds, you know, eating schemes and stuff like that, as opposed to just, you know, stepping my face full of crap, you know, how to eat clean and how to eat, you know, right to do so. And she was an integral part of me making my body weight not only go up, but my lifts go up, and doing it in a semblance of a healthy manner. I mean, to weigh 365 pounds and do it naturally, you're going to eat some not so good calories. But, you know, she was an integral part of that and really got me thinking about, you know, what do I eat? How do I perform when I eat like that? And how to track things to make sure that I understand my eating powers patterns versus, my performance. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, it does. So in summary, here's what really got me eating more, okay? So I did a show with Brad Schoenfeld, who now I can call Dr. Brad Schoenfeld, because he defended his, what do they call it? Defended his dissertation or his thesis or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And so now he's Dr. Brad Schoenfeld, and he'll be on the show when he gets back from the UK. But we talked about protein timing. And all those studies that he looked at, the one thing that was really clear about all the studies was the greatest degree of protein synthetic response to exercise occurred in the individuals who were getting 1.7 grams of protein per pound of body weight. 1.7. So that's 400 grams of protein a day for a guy my size. I can't get to 400 grams of protein a day just with a hop. I got to get to 300 and then slowly get to 400. Well, just getting to 300 has changed my outcome. I'm not training any differently.
Right.
I'm still doing whole body routines. By the way, as of this morning, I decided that my strength has now outgrown my ability to do an entire body routine in one day. So I either have to split it up to upper and lower, or I have to go to body part training, because there's no way that I can bench, row, and squat in the same session any longer, because the weights are getting way too heavy for me now.
Sure, sure.
So
I can completely see that.
So, you know what? But I mean, all I'm doing is eating differently. So, folks, if you're training hard and you're still not seeing the gains you want, before you decide to pick up a new supplement, and I don't want you to not support the supplement companies that sponsor the show. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But before you say, oh, what I need is a new supplement, try hitting 50 grams to 60 grams of protein per meal. Try to get into that 300 grams of protein per day. Work at it. Work at that. And see if your body doesn't change in a week or two. It's amazing.
Well, let me add this. When I speak, and a lot of times I'm asked to speak to teenagers about supplements, the first thing I do, and I am a supplement guy, you know that, and
right.
Anybody that listens to this show knows that. But the thing that I always write up on the board is the word supplement. And look at what the word says. It's just like in your training. You have your core lift, whatever it is that you're training that day, and then you have assistance. The word tells you exactly what it is. So if you're supplementing in your food plan and you feel like you're not performing up to that level, the first thing is let's look at what we should be doing. Before we start adding or taking away supplements or doing something different with that, look at your food plan. Look at the strategy that you have versus your performance. And that's why I tell people all the time, and I had this conversation online this morning, it's just as integral for you to keep a food journal as it is your training journal. It's not hard to get people to keep a training journal or post their training online, but getting them to track their food is very difficult. And it is amazing, especially when I have clients that want to lose weight. This is especially true with women. What you will find is once they do it for a week and they actually see their eating patterns and what they're taking in, it is very educational. And that's why I also always tell them, when you write this journal along with your training, talk about how you felt. Talk about how you performed. And what you'll see, that information will tell you what your eating patterns are and what your best performance times have been based on how you ate. It is a
right.
huge, huge tool.
Eye-opener.
You know, and then make sure your diet, your food plan, what you take in is what you have to do on the front end. Supplementing comes on the back end. If you're doing everything, if you're training like you're supposed to, and then you're taking in what you're supposed to, and that food journal needs to include any liquid, anything you take in, and your supplements as well. And you will learn so much about your performance patterns versus what you take in. And that's it's a big, big tool. Big tool. That's
I oversimplified it. I oversimplified it. All I decided to do was make sure that I got 300 grams of protein a day, which meant I had to eat 50 to 60 grams of protein per meal. And then whatever carbs and fat I could get in that meal, I always ate all my protein first. That's what I'm doing. I eat all my protein first. Any room I have left, I go for my vegetables, sweet potatoes, rice, and that's it. And I got to tell you, just focusing on getting my protein in every single day has completely changed the outcome of my workouts. I am growing again. That's it.
No,
I mean, make it easy on yourself. Let's do that. You want to wrap to anything else before we change?
Yeah,
this
real quick.
Yeah.
When you make these changes, and this is what I tell people with their training, but it's also very relevant with your supplementing and your food. Don't make changes. Make adjustments. If you're eating fast food for every meal and it's three or four times a day, don't abruptly go to six or seven meals of eating ultra clean, because your body is not going to respond well to that. So, if you're eating moderately and like you are, if you're adding 10 grams of protein to each meal, make small adjustments so your body is not over. A lot of times people will create stomach issues and things like that. And that way, when you're incremental, you can see, you know, is this helping? Is it not helping? So instead of making big full sale changes, look at making adjustments and that it's going to be something that you do consistently until you find the spot that you need to be in. It's going to prevent issues and stomach issues.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about follow-ups to the template that was laid out by Coach Wade Johnson for the three big lifts. You're listening to the Get Strong Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Take it back.
Welcome back. This is the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson, where we teach you how to get strong. Pretty simple concept. And you know what? A lot of people don't listen to this show because they think, oh, you know, they're going to talk about weightlifting. You know what? I've said this before. I'll say it 1,000 times. This show is even more important for women because strength is your friend. It will allow you to remain autonomous and independent long after your spouse checks out 7 to 10 years before you. You won't fall getting out of a chair. Your kids won't say, Mom, you've got to go into an institution because you can't live on your own. It all comes down to strength. Embrace your strength, especially women. Very, very important discussion. All right, so we did the three big lifts. We laid it out for everybody, the reactive wave protocol that you have designed. What is the follow-up to this template, and what else do we need to add to it?
Well, remember and keep in mind that what we covered is only a basic template. You know, this is kind of, you don't ever want a cookie cutter approach per se, but in saying that, I'm going to talk out of both sides of my mouth, it is the basic cookie cutter approach. This is where I start with everyone. And then once I see if they're lifting with the group or they're a client of mine in person, then after we've done a training cycle, you will assess, you know, what that lifter needs. It's the same thing with my online guys, guys and girls, I should say. And, you know, after watching video, after a period of time, if there's a specific deficiency, then we address it, and it may, the template could change. Let me give you a classic example of what I'm talking about. With the deadlift, we have the basic template that we start. We do whatever we do to warm up and feel like we're ready to lift. We front squat. That's followed by trap bar, depending on what you have available to you. If you have a trap bar available to you, then we pull our competition lift from the floor, and then we will do an assistance pull and based on time and energy, any assistance after that. I have one of my guys, they all call it Team Ogre. That's just what they decided to do it because the name of my gym is the Ogre Compound, and I have Ogre wear and all that. So they just call themselves Team Ogre when they post online and things of that nature. This guy's name is Thad. He's a former basketball player. He played pro ball in Europe. He's 6'6". And very built. I mean, when you see him, even if he's roughly 290 to 300 pounds, you can tell this guy at some point was a basketball player. He's very rangy. His body is long. His arms are ridiculously long, and his legs are long. And because of that, his length has gotten in the way with his squat and his deadlift. He has a tendency to good morning the weight up. And so what we were finding with the volume of pulling from the floor, it was just too much with his form. So we did some things. He still front squats. He still pulls with the trap bar. And all those things seem to be helping him stay more upright and adjusting his form as necessary. But the volume of pulling from the floor with the straight bar and the assistance pulls was just wearing him out. So what we did is we adjusted his training to using blocks to pull the weight from, not standing on them and not pulling from a rack and doing rack pulls, but the weight is resting on blocks of wood. And we vary the height and vary the intensity based on and volume based on where he's at in his training cycle. And what we have seen with that is that, again, you were talking about a guy that's 6'6". So he is very, very tall and very, very long. And it's much, much more difficult for him to get in the pocket to start with the deadlift. And by doing this, we have managed to strengthen his lower back and take care of it. And his form has improved. What we do after the block pulls is we'll have him pull just a few singles. I basically will start him at 315, 365, 405, and 455. And he's pulled that weekly. And to tell you what the results are, he just competed last weekend. He was in the gym this morning with us training decline, but he competed Saturday and went 9 for 9 and hit a PR total. And he hit a PR in the meet PR in the bench, I believe, and the deadlift in the total. I could be off on that a little bit, but what I do know, and the PR that's important to me as his coach, is his total. And he went 9 for 9. So, you know, based on what Thad's specific needs were, we have the basic template, and then we made adjustments. We didn't change things. We didn't just go, all of a sudden, we're going to stop pulling from the floor and just pull from the blocks. We made adjustments, and we alternated them, you know, where he would pull from the floor 1 week, pull from the blocks, and then as time went on, realized we've got to get some volume in and strengthen his core and lower back up, doing some sort of pulling motion and saving him from pulling from the floor. And, you know, he's approaching a 600-pound deadlift now.
Wow. So the bottom line is, it starts out with the template, but it has to be tweaked.
And we do that for every lifter. I'm about to take on a female lifter that who is exceptionally strong, and she would call herself a power builder. So there are some things that we're going to have to do that are going to be unconventional. If she's going to compete in a powerlifting meet, I've got to have her use the bar. You know, she benches a lot with a Swiss or a football bar because of some shoulder issues. So we're going to have to tweak, you know, how we do the template. I've still got to make her bench with the bar, but my approach is going to have to be not unlike with Thad's. I'm going to have to find a way where we can train the pressing movements and still save her shoulders. You know, so it's one of those things as a coach and as a lifter, if you're doing any sort of routine, whether it be mine or anybody's, you're going to have to find what works and then tweak what your capacity is. You know, do you have an injury? There are people out there, like with the decline system, you know, the whole idea is to take the shoulders out so it doesn't bother the shoulders. I've had guys that simply couldn't do it because it did bother their shoulders, no matter, and these are people that trained with me in person, you know, so I would make sure their elbows were in, they're touching low enough, and it bothered their biceps. Everybody's going to be unique and individual in some manner, so you have to tweak it based on that. So when you look at these workouts, when you listen to the show, just understand there's a basic template, and then we make adjustments based on what the lifter, you know, what their needs are. And like with Thad, because he's so long, we had to make some dramatic adjustments.
Okay, so any other examples of adjustments that would need to be made that tend to come to mind right away for a lot? Like potential high percentage of lifters, maybe, like the shoulder one I can see. Some people, even in the decline, not because of the way they're built, but sometimes because of the way they decline bench. A lot of people decline bench where their elbows are out.
Right. Well, keep in mind, let me make a note of that right now. I will post, I've got a couple of videos that I posted for my online lifters that address that very thing. A lot of times when people tell me, you know, oh, I've declined in the past and it did absolutely nothing for my bench, I'll tell you what, without seeing anything they've done, more times than not what I've found is they approach the decline like they did a bench press.
Right.
They were not very steep, and with us, the steepness of the decline is way past a fixed decline that you'll find in a commercial setting. They also used either their typical bench grip or even wider, and we don't do that. We pull it in close. And then the other thing was their touch point. These people are approaching it a lot of time as a pec or a chest movement. That's not what we're doing here. And that in turn is why they're not seeing the gains that we're seeing, you know, with the decline method. That's not true in all cases.
Right.
But that's true in a lot of cases where they feel like the shoulders are being involved more times than not. It's because of their touch point. If it's high, you're going to put the pressure on the shoulders every time. You have to touch low. You have to keep the elbows tucked in, and you have to press straight up versus back over your face.
Let's do this. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's address the deadlift and the squat the same way. Some of the typical biomechanical challenges that a large number of people may fall into and some of the workarounds. How's that sound?
Great.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier, and I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Get Strong Show. Coach Johnson, tell people how they can reach you should they want to use you for online training. And we'll talk about some of your online clients and the progress they're making towards the end of the show.
You can find me on Facebook. I have a personal page, and there is now an Ogre Compound page as well. And then, as always, you can reach me at supersquat800@yahoo.com. If you go to the weightlifting discussion board, finally, after toying with this for a couple of years, we do have, you need to go directly to the weightliftingdiscussion.com website, and there is a link to the new discussion board. If you want to post there, you have to create a profile. This is cut way down on security issues and spam and all that kind of stuff, and we have several that are posting there now. And we will be making adjustments as we get the ebook together for the training, and we're going to be making some changes to the website as well. And you can always go to YouTube and find my YouTube page. It is one word, The Big Wade, and you can see several of our training videos on there as well. And if you look, there's also some training videos where I discuss some of the issues like we talked about. I've got a note here just to remind myself to post the decline videos that we'll talk about some of the issues that people generally have when they try the decline and it doesn't work for them, and what we're doing for strength versus bodybuilding.
Cool. All right, what about the deadlift? What are some of the common biomechanical challenges that people have, and then what are the workarounds that you usually have to use in the extended template?
The big thing is a lot of people don't front squat, and so making the adjustment to front squat and then having shoes, believe it or not. I've probably sold more Olympic lifting shoes, weightlifting shoes, for different companies just so lifters have them for doing certain things, and along with the front squatting for deadlift, but for close stance squatting, or if the lifter is having issues with forward lean, squatting in Olympic lifting shoes for their power squat, their power lifting squat as well. The big thing for deadlift is like how we addressed Thad's issue, is sometimes just pulling every week from the floor is a lot of times seems to be too much. Doesn't seem to be that big of an issue with the trap bar, because most of the time it's a raised handle trap bar, so you're not pulling, you know, from the same position. The two things that we have done is the block pulls like we did with Thad, and then we've added like a mini cycle to our deadlift of pulling with chains. After our competition deadlift, we will do three sets of two with an ascending weight weekly with chains, you know, adding some accommodating resistance. And now it's considerably lighter than what we were pulling for the competition training. But this is just to do a little overload work on the top and really pulling in a fatigued state, pulling for speed. And we have seen some great benefit with that.
You know, it's important to discuss something else here. Why, and you've told me this once before, but for the audience's sake, why it's better to pull from blocks than from pins on a squat rack?
Well, the big thing that you find, years ago when I was pulling on my way up, I think I had pulled 615, 625, either in competition or training. I did a rack pull with 815 for a triple. And that sounded, at the time, there was very few people that were pulling that kind of weight. But for the next 2 days, I was so sore I couldn't move. But the point in that is it didn't help my deadlift. And so, you know, I started thinking, if, you know, that all sounds really cool to do rack pulls with, you know, 100 pounds, but if I can't recover, you know, by the time I squat, I'm ready to squat 4 days later, then I'm not sure that this is really smart to do. And so what we found, and this came from my mentor, Bob Schaefer, and he would, if he knew that I was even speaking his name, he's one of those guys that's kind of off the grid. You know, that's just the way he is. There's a, what they call a harmonic bend in steel in a bar. And when you put it in the pins of a power rack, the bar bends. Once you get past about three plates, the bar is bending. I'm not diminishing that there are some benefits to rack pulls, so before everybody gets in an uproar, that's not what I'm saying. But what we have found is that it more mimics pulling from the floor, where there is absolutely no harmonic bend in the bar. The plates are resting in an elevated position on wood blocks. And we have seen tremendous benefit where we see most of the fatigue, or where lifters are, you know, and I'm doing the little quotation mark things that, you know, people do with their fingers, where they feel, you know, their soreness is not in the lower back, but into the middle upper back. And so what we're finding is that we're still developing a lot of pulling power. We can pull more weight and we're saving the lower back.
Well, let's talk about the bar bending just for a second longer, because I think this is really where there is something important. Any of you who have ever used a deadlift bar know that it has a little bit extra whip in it than right. The average bar that you'll find at a gym. And that whip actually enables you to get the bar moving, let's say. And I wouldn't, it's not cheating, but it definitely, that little bit of a bend as your body
pulls. Well, we wouldn't use it if it didn't, you know, here's the thing. You know, we wouldn't use a deadlift bar if it didn't make a difference. You know, why spend $350 on a specialty bar if it doesn't do anything? It's just, you know, it's like someone saying, well, steroids don't really help you. Then why would you inject yourself with it? The beauty of any of these things, you know, what's the danger of drugs? They really work. That's why.
Right.
You know, so the point is that the bar, with that extra bit of whip, there is no question that it helps. That is very, very true, very accurate.
Well, and so when you put the bar on blocks, you maintain the natural geometry of the bar, that it has a little bit of a whip as the bar comes up, and then the plates leave the ground. Even though they're leaving the blocks, they're leaving the ground. But when you put it on pins, and the bar rests on the pins, not the plates,
The bend is already in it. So when you pull it, it's not the same as pulling it from the ground. And what the real thing is, by pulling it from the blocks, emulates pulling from the ground just at a different height.
Yeah, and again, I think that's why I'm referring back to Thad. That's where we have seen his success, because it's one of those things where he still has to maintain form. It's just not an overload movement, and we're not doing this for like a heavy single or a heavy double. He's doing higher rep sets, so it creates some conditioning, and we can do a whole show of that someday. There, you know, Louis has GPP, you know, general physical preparedness, and then there's just conditioning. There's different types of things with powerlifting, with strength sports, period, where a well-conditioned athlete, and that's not a guy that's doing a bunch of cardio. There is conditioning that is meant for training, you know, so that always has to be addressed, and with Thad, that had to be addressed. So he does a higher rep set with the blocks, and that has by far been the best thing that we've done to help his deadlift form. We had the discussion this morning in the gym, and he said that very thing.
Yeah. So clearly, deadlifting from different heights can be the way to go instead of deadlifting from the ground up every single session for people. Anything
right.
else? Should people alternate between a conventional stance and a sumo stance from time to time? Or if you're going to be a conventional deadlifter, don't do the sumo?
It really depends on the lifter. There's people that do. I would always say for the sumo lifter as an assistance movement, I would pull conventional. It's a little tougher for with the conventional puller, because everything we do assistance wise, you know, is conventional. But it's one of those things where if you have a weakness, say, with your hips, especially when you pull, then do some sumo pulls. And I learned this from Louis. So, you know, again, me saying I'm not a West Side guy, to think that Louis has not had an impact on my training would be so false. One of the things that he does is he'll take a deadlift bar. Now, keep in mind, a deadlift bar from collar to collar is 6 inches wider than a standard Olympic bar. He will put Olympic collars, and I'm not talking about the small ones that you see
spring,
now.
Yeah, the
I'm talking
collars.
About the big, nasty, two-wing nut, you know, leather insert on the collar, the old-school York type. He puts those on the bar first. Then he puts plates on there, and he'll have you stand with your toes close to that and pull sumo. And let me tell you something, it doesn't take a lot of weight to humble you. But again, he's making the hips, the theory behind that, is making the hips work, not in an isolated movement, but in a compound movement.
Interesting.
And there's the secret, is finding a way. You want to assist the lift as much as you can with another compound movement and change what the primary mover is. And that's what I wouldn't say, you know, do a competition sumo pull. I would suggest something that makes you make those hips work, and that particular movement does so.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to address modifications to the template for the squat. Then later in the show, we're going to talk about some stories about the lifters who have been working with Coach Johnson and how they progressed. And then Coach Johnson is going to weigh in with the suicide grip in a bench press. And we're also going to talk about some different types of grips, especially when in pulling movements like the hook grip for the deadlift. So it's going to be all-encompassing show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose-free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere, guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So, Coach Johnson, what are some of the modifications, the most common modifications that you see to the squat portion of the template?
The biggest thing, before we generally have to make any adjustment in template, is we have to make a big adjustment in form. More times than not, people squat with a super, super close stance, and then their foot placement is an issue. So we generally will make some adjustments on that until we get them into a good position of power. The big thing from there is addressing any issues. So what we've done, just like we talked about in the basic template, is we will wave in different types of squats. And most of the time, the big thing is learning how to use the groin, how to drive the groin forward, and how to engage the hips as a primary mover when they're squatting. So we will do the wide stance squats. Usually we finish our squat training with that. We will do the competition squat, a lot of times a close stance squat or a medium stance squat, and we'll wave different types of bars in with that, whether it be a safety squat bar or a cambered squat bar, or a buffalo bar, whatever the case may be. Now, one of the things that we do that is different from the template, like we've discussed, is, remember, I have monolifts, and you can do this in a power rack, is we will do what we call a reverse band squat. This isn't new, and this is very much, you know, a West Side barbell technique. But what we do, as opposed to using it as an overload movement, we use it to help the lifter learn how to feel to be more upright when they're in the hole. So we never do more than one or two reps per set, and it's never a lot of band tension, and it's never a lot of weight. It's just enough to where you feel where the bands are pulling you to stay upright. And so that's one of the adjustments that we make. Now, one of the other ones is a very, very simple thing. It's just simple wall squats and wall squat sitting holds. And we've talked about this on the show before, where you find just a flat open space on the wall and you squat, you know, with your back completely flat against the wall, and you squat below parallel, and then you have to push yourself up, and you're learning how to push the knees out and why foot placement is so important, and how to keep those hips engaged and not push that fanny out and drop the chest. Now, there's another one, and I got this from Dave Tate from Elite Fitness. There's a video out where what they'll do is they will squat facing the wall with like a piece of PVC pipe. And if you get forward, you're going to push your face into the wall.
Oh.
And so, but you're not, you know, they're using a PVC bar, so you still have to push the knees out, but you have to squat with good form. One of my former lifters that I'm still in touch with, we called him Fallon. His nickname was Baby Fallon. He was one of those guys. A lot of people aren't going to remember this guy. He was an African-American bodybuilder named Leroy Colbert.
Oh, I know who Leroy Colbert was, yeah.
Well, basically, his biceps looked like they were 16-pound Olympic shot put. You know, I mean, they were
right.
Like cannonballs. Well, Fallon, we called him Baby Fallon because he had a baby face and, you know, that sort of thing. His arms were built the same way that he had Colbert-like arms.
Wow.
And he was about a 285-pound guy, dieted down to 242 for his first meet, but his hips were so tight, he couldn't break parallel with 135 pounds. So we had him, again, this is an adjustment, if you have a Smith machine available to you, and I generally, you know, want to take a sledgehammer to a Smith machine, but we made him squat in it where all he did was the bar, and learned how to stay upright. And for weeks he would do that for reps and do 3 sets of 10 with the wall squats, and then the wall squat sits are you get down into below parallel and you do a static hold in that position for 10 seconds. And then after that, we did like 3 months of that. That's all he did for squat. And then 6 months later, he squatted over 700 pounds in his first meet.
Wow. Wow.
Exactly.
Wow. So in that case there, it was not so much making him stronger, but increasing his mobility.
Well, the big thing is I tell people, I don't want you to stretch and be flexible. That's great if you're a ballet dancer. I need you to be tight but supple. There's a significant difference. That's why I never have athletes do any static stretching as a warm-up. We do things to warm up, and then if they need to stretch, then we do it. And then we're very gradual with it. And because it those, a lot of times when you're cold and you start with, you know, especially aggressive static stretching, that's the genesis of a lot of injuries that you see.
All right, so these are the three alterations that can be modified and tend to be most modified, I guess.
Right.
In your, but obviously there's lots of little ones.
Lots
and what
of
it really
stuff.
And what it really takes is for people to send you a video of what they're doing so that
exactly.
You can critique it.
Yeah.
Tell people again how they can use you for online training real quick.
Basically what we do is, you know, depending on what your goals are, you can email me, tell me what your goals are, and I will set up a plan. There is a one-time fee to do that. It's very, very affordable. We've covered that. And then what I ask you to do is email me everything that you did in the session, even if it's verbatim of what I sent you, and then with the main lifts or anything that you have a question about with your assistants, you video that and send it to me. And generally what I'm able to do is as soon as you send it to me and I can sit down and look at it, I assess it, I make any adjustments or make some suggestions on what to try and send the following week's workout.
And then you're constantly communicating with people, you're constantly working with them, and you, the bottom line is they will achieve the strength progressions that they're looking for. That's really what people need to understand.
We have had really, really good success. Again, I'll use Thad as an example because he just competed this past weekend. He had competed twice, had not achieved the goals that he wanted. We made some changes that, I mean, he basically turned everything goal-wise over to me. And then this past meet went 9 for 9 and set a total PR. And he's going to compete again in 8 weeks. And we are probably this morning, he trained decline with us. And I'm going to bet I'm going on memory, that the Thursday after, not even a full week, I made him bench light Monday with light assistance, squat light Tuesday with light assistance, and then the day we went full bore. And I want to say his PR for six in the decline is either 300 or 305, and he easily did 285 for six this morning. So he's back on track. We'll compete again in 8 weeks, and I fully expect him to go 9 for 9 again and hit the total PR that we've set as a goal for him.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up, and we're going to talk about something that was we're going to talk about some other progress reports from some of your lifters, but more importantly, we're going to talk about something that was on the internet that you weighed in on. A guy dropped the bar on himself while bench pressing, and I said he was using a suicide grip, and it was a mistake, but you have some varying opinions on this, okay? So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about grips in general, especially in pulling movements. You're listening to Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that the GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS. Just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, 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 mamas,
mamas, mamas, mamas, mamas.
Baby mamas, mamas.
So, go like this. Do you have the new Superhuman Radio Network iPhone or Android app? Get it. You can manage all the podcasts. In fact, when we update the RSS feed on our server, 10 seconds, not even a second later, it's updated on the podcast directory on those people who have the Superhuman Radio Network app. And you can stream the live show, and you can interact with the show, and you can manage your social media with us. I mean, it's just a one-stop shop. It's a fantastic app. I'm getting a lot of positive responses from it. Go to the Apple iTunes Store for those of you who use iPhones, and, of course, Google Play for those who use Androids, and download the app today. It's free. Check it out. Okay. Have you had anybody, since we started doing this series, reach out to you and set up training with you?
Oh, absolutely.
Any progress stories that you can share with us?
Let me think. I'm not currently training this couple. I think I told you about them. Their first names were Forrest and Selena. They were from Edmonton, and they both are competing. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I saw a post from Forrest that they were competing this weekend, so I've got to check in with them. But like Selena had never squatted 200 pounds before, and she was doing 225, 230 pounds when they decided to do some things differently. And Forrest was pulling in the mid 500s. You know, and again, it's one of those things, just having an experienced eye, even if it's with video. Now, that's nothing like doing it in person. There's just no way to capture everything on video that you see in person. They've had some great success. And then Thad, you know, who is hitting, that's hitting lifetime PRs. I'm trying to think. You got me where I'm like rambling here. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Look, let's do this. Let's talk about the grip for a second.
Right.
So there was a guy on Facebook who was bench pressing. He had a spotter,
right,
and he was using a suicide grip. And obviously the bar was too far on his heels and not deep enough in the palms of his hands.
Right.
His wrists weren't flat. They were kind of elevated. And so the bar slid right out of his hands and hit him in the clavicles. And it went all over the internet, blah, blah, blah. And I tended to think that the problem was using a suicide grip, but you don't necessarily think that, do you?
No, not only do I not necessarily think that, I am certain that wasn't the issue there. When you look at that particular video, you know, the biggest issue is when you look at the whole thing, is he wasn't properly spotted. Now, you're not always going to have that, and that's why I tell guys, I've got guys that train by themselves, and they don't have a handoff.
Right.
And I will come back to one of my online guys. I just got it. It just all of a sudden hit me.
Okay, okay.
But anyway, they don't have a handoff, so they're having to, you know, to take the weight on their own. So, you know, in that situation, you have to err on the side of caution and conservative. You know, is it the most ideal situation? No. So how do we keep them safe? You know, so I have them train in a power rack. You have the safety set that if you miss a bench on the flat bench, you simply flatten out. The weight is on the safety pins. You're okay. Same thing with the decline. Wherever their point is of breaking parallel in the squat, you have it set for that. Same thing with the front squat. Or at least if you're outside and you start to miss the front squat, you can just dump it forward and you're safe. The thing is, in this situation, is the guy handing off clearly didn't know what he was doing, and I see more mishaps happen because people...
Well, when you say he didn't know what he was doing, he didn't hand off. I mean, he literally, like...
He slung it out in there and basically dropped it in the guy's hands, and then there was no question where the kid that was lifting, and he was definitely a kid, was way, way past anything that he had the capacity of lifting. In the background, you can see a guy sitting there watching who should have been there spotting. And one of the guys that responded after me, is Sean, is one of our training partners, one of the guys that trains at the compound in the morning. They all have been taught how to spot. Two guys on the side that know what they're doing clearly catch that weight, and the bar never touches him.
Right.
But the big issue, and what I want people to understand, because everybody, you know, if people have seen me bench, and they're like, you know, oh my God, you're using the suicide grip. Stop calling it that, for one. It's just thumbless. And if you think that the intermediate lifter can take 225 pounds, and by wrapping his thumb around the bar, if his wrist buckle, that he is going to hold 225, you are sadly and wrongly mistaken. If his wrist buckle, that weight's coming down, and it's going to come down at lightning warp speed. You cannot, if your wrist bend forward or bend too far back, that bar's coming down. It's just that simple.
So your contention is a thumbless versus a thumbed grip is not going to prevent the bar from coming out of the lifter's hands.
Not going to happen.
If it's a lot of weight.
Not going to happen. Yeah. I've seen more lifters injured. I've seen more injuries in lifting, in the warm-up room, and training than I ever have on the platform. And I assure you, I have seen thousands of attempts with some of the craziest weight on the planet. I have seen people get injured. I'll give you a great example. My first world championships was in 1999. I was at the WDFPF World Championships. I was warming up for the bench press, and I was about 50 feet away from a lifter from Belgium. He was in a shirt, and he was lifting 275 pounds. Didn't have a spotter, and I even said to my coach, I was like, should we go over there? I mean, he has no one with him. He starts down with the 275, and about halfway down his wrist buckle, and down comes the weight. And he's in a bench shirt, and a bunch of us rush over there to him. There was nothing that could be done, and he'd had no spotter. And what I'm saying is this wasn't a beginner. This was a guy that was lifting at a world meet, and it was a world meet that you had to qualify. So he had done enough at his national to qualify for his national event, to lift well enough at nationals to qualify to come to worlds. And in 275, I mean, which at a world championship, and he was lifting on the day that I was lifting, so he was at least a 242 pound guy. So we're not talking about somebody that was using a weight that was this enormous weight and there was, you know, some accident.
Right.
His wrist buckled and out came the weight and hit him and he was out of the meet.
Okay, so now let's talk about grips in a different lift, the deadlift, right? So a lot of guys have really strong backs and they train with straps. And when it comes time to start thinking about competing, they can't pull the weight that they're used to pulling because they don't have grip strength. Now, we've talked a little bit about grip strength on the show before, but one of the things we didn't talk about is a favorite of yours, which is called the hook grip. Explain it.
Right. Well, the hook grip is traditionally what is used by Olympic lifters, where when they grip the bar, they wrap the thumb around the bar, and then the pointer finger and the bird finger wrap around the top of the thumb. Now, it's quite painful, but both hands, it's a double overhand grip, but you're hooking those two fingers over the thumb. And as long as you can tolerate the pain, your grip will become a non-issue.
Now, the pain is in the thumb, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The thumb is squashed against the bar in an unusual way. The last knuckle, the knuckle closest to the tip of the thumb, is pressed against the bar at an angle where the side of the knuckle is just really jammed. And then your fingers are squeezing it even tighter. So between the weight that you're handling and your fingers, you're crushing the thumb. Is there a period of time where that becomes less painful?
My tolerance to it is pretty good. When I pulled 700, I was using the hook grip. When I pulled in the mid-sevens on the trap bar, I was using the hook. I've gotten to the point now to where, like, if I do farmer's walk in strongman, I hook grip it. Does it ever not hurt? No. But that's just like, you know, someone asking me, how did 1,000 pounds feel when you squatted it? It never occurred to me that it was heavy. It just occurred to me that it really hurt.
That's funny. I mean, and it's got, it's a half a ton. I mean, it's got to feel like a cheese wire on your back trying to cut through your back, but.
Well, but it's the same process when you're pulling something really heavy. You just get accustomed to that kind of pressure. One of the things that I do with the hook grip, and you will, on the inside of the thumb, from about just below the nail through just in, just past the first knuckle, you'll develop a callus.
I was going to say, I knew that. Yeah.
And then what I've also done, especially if I'm Olympic lifting, just to, because I deadlift every week and I use the trap bar and all the other training, because I train the Olympic lifts, I'll use a little bit of athletic tape and I'll wrap from about mid-nail, you know, to the base of, you know, the second knuckle, if you will, of the thumb. And I don't wrap tight because then you will eliminate any of the flexibility in your thumb. But I'll do about 3 or 4 rounds, leave a courtesy tab on the top. I'll make a video of this. And even though it seems elementary, it's not. And that helps protect some of the friction, you know, and beating your thumbs up too much. But I will say this. Do not, like, immediately start trying to pull with the hook grip with everything you do. If you're going to do it for deadlift, do it for your warm-ups, you know, until you feel like the pain is too much, and then go to your, you know, your conventional alternating grip. It was something that it took. I dabbled with it a couple of years before I went to it full-time. Now, once I went to it full-time, if I have to pull with a mixed grip, I would be lost.
Really?
It feels totally foreign to me. Well, because it puts pressure on the bicep and it, you know, it puts pressure on the back unevenly, and I'm so accustomed to pulling hook, you know, it's just completely natural to me now.
You know, I've tried the hook grip a couple times. Every time you and I talk about it, I go, you know, I'm going to try the, but it's just so uncomfortable for me.
It hurts.
I'm bearing the weight in my hands, getting my thumbs, you know, and quite often there's some knurling in the bar, and getting my thumbs into position and then grabbing them with my hands. And I know immediately, man, when I lift this bar, this is really going to hurt my thumbs.
Sure.
I mean,
it was one of those things where, again, you know, when I say a couple of years, I mean it. I mean, and that, you know, you gotta, that's probably anywhere from 90 to 100 sessions that I dabbled with it until I was like, okay, I'm ready to do, you know, to really try some weight. And then how I adjusted to that, prior to doing the system that I use now for deadlift, we would pull from the floor 1 week, and then we would alternate that with blocks the following week. And so what I would do is, after I was done block pulling, because I was using that particular template, the rest of my guys who would pull from the floor using basically the template that we use now, I would, whatever was the heaviest weight that was still loaded, I would do a single or two at the end of those sessions. And so my grip was fresh because I was using straps to do the block pulls. And so I didn't have to, and I was warm, so I didn't have to go through the process of warming up the deadlift and destroying my hands on the way up. And that is how I started pulling closer and closer to my best pulls with the hook grip until I finally surpassed what I had done in the past with the mixed grip. So, but it took, that was 2 years. I'm not saying that it's going to take you 2 years, but understand that it is a big commitment to make that change, and it's going to change your thumbs for the rest of your life.
Okay, and it stretches them, it pulls them out of the sockets.
No question. I mean, I had, like I said, there is a callus from almost midway of my thumbnail all the way to the base of my thumb.
Yeah. I want to talk about grip for a little while longer. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about the guy that you just remembered, the lifter that you just remembered about. Okay. So, is there, you know, there's so many different thoughts on grip work, right? If you're gripping specifically for the deadlift, you're using an alternating grip. Is it wise to focus on thumb work? This is becoming a question I keep asking myself more and more. I remember we did a show on grip work years ago, and the guy had a really interesting idea.
He said, you know those plastic clips that you use to clip the potato chip bags closed after you've opened them?
Right.
You wrap rubber bands around the bite side of it, and then you take the other side, you put it in your hand like you would to squeeze, and you squeeze that with your thumb over and over again. You do exercises with it with your thumb to increase the strength of that muscle that's in the heel of your hand that causes the thumb to pull down. And I started thinking the value of the hook grip is it takes the weak link out of the grip, which is the
Absolutely.
Thumb. So what kind of work can be done to really make the thumb stronger? Is it just, I mean, I don't believe Captain Crush hand grips are going to do it because it's the thumb really isn't doing the work. It's the palm and the forefingers.
Well, I'll give you a classic example. We all know that Eddie, you know, is one of the best power lifters that's ever been alive, and we will be hard pressed to ever see, you know, someone to be so dominating, not only for so long, but a broad amount of
Eddie?
Weight classes.
Eddie
Cohen.
Okay, Ed Cohen. Oh, Ed Cohen. Okay. You call him Eddie because you know him. Okay.
Well, I mean, just in a lot of people call him Eddie, but the guy, and he has. I'm a big man, and Ed, I would say, is a medium height guy, and his hands are at least as big, if not bigger, than mine. So hand size was not a problem. I think I can't remember specifically. I don't think Ed could close the number two captain of Crush. But Ed also pulled, you know, over 900 pounds. So grip was not an issue for him. So what does that, you know, what we learn there, and one of the things that I teach, don't squeeze the bar, squeeze the cradle of your hand. What that does is it actually creates length, if that makes any sense. And I can do a video about this. Let me write that down.
It creates length, you said.
Right. When you squeeze the bar, I mean, while you're sitting there, squeeze your hand into a fist. Now look at how much movement. If your hand is just in a gripping position and you squeeze those fingers in tight, you're pulling it in a half inch to an inch. Now open the hand up and just squeeze the thumb against those fingers and look at the difference that you've made. It's almost a half inch. And what happens is when a lifter is squeezing the bar, he's fatiguing the muscles in the hand. Well, you know, I don't care how big your hands are, there is just a very finite amount of muscle tissue. So the fatigue is going to be dramatic, especially with the down force of a bar in your hands. So now if you learn to squeeze the cradle, now the pressure is up into the meat and the big part of the forearm. This is something that I learned from Ricky Dale Crane, and he's talked about it extensively. So now you've taken a half inch off your stroke. It's just like having good foot placement and good hand placement when you pull and being upright. You actually create length and shorten the distance that you have to pull the bar. So it's the same. Now we're not fatiguing the hands because we're squeezing the cradle. All you're trying to do is hold that hand in position as opposed to I'm squeezing the weight up into my hands. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It really,
so
really does, yeah.
What we've done as opposed to, you know, doing grip work, is we'll put someone in a rack just to where they can lock the weight out. It doesn't have to be a big, giant weight. It can be an opener or a lot of times a goal weight. And we'll use just a hair bigger diameter of a bar because it makes them cradle the weight. Or we'll even use a 2-inch fat bar. And what they do is they stand up with the weight and hold it for a static hold for about 10 seconds or as long as they can, up to 10 seconds, and then put it down. And you train those forearms and those hands to squeeze the cradle as opposed to squeezing the bar.
How important is hand and wrist position in the grip work? So in other words, if you're pulling with an alternating grip, let's say your left hand is underhand for your strongest grip, right? For your strongest pull.
Strong hand is over, weak hand is under.
There you go. So if you should you train the grip work that way, or does it matter that you could train your grip work with alternating where your palms are facing in, and it's going to translate to those other positions as well?
The here's been my approach. However you pull in competition is how we should train it.
Okay.
You know, I would love to see people go to hook or go to double overhand just because it eliminates the bicep strain and over a period of time, a deadlifter, in most cases, not all, will develop a little bit of whirl, so to speak. You know, and just that it develops the back unevenly. But if you pull with a mixed grip, and there's a lot of people that do, and they do so really well, and they pull a lot more weight than I do, how you train is how you should approach it.
Okay. All right. So that's great sense. All right. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, you have someone you want to talk about who you've been training for. Okay. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson. We'll be right back.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So, Coach Johnson, who did you have in mind that came to you while we were talking? You said you remembered somebody you wanted to talk to.
There's two that I'll make brief. One is a guy, his name's Anthony. You can check out his YouTube page. It's called Dipped in Black Ink, all one word. Anthony is, we call him Ant. Ant is about 220. He's a 220 class lifter, and he's going to be doing his first meet, I want to say, in April. I was trying to roust him up on Facebook, but he may be working. So some of these numbers won't be entirely accurate, so I'll err on the side of conservative. When I took over his training probably about a year ago, I'm not sure he had benched much more than 200, let's say 220. I don't think he'd squatted any more than 315, and I know he had not deadlifted 400 pounds. In that time, and he's a raw lifter, in that time he has benched 255 with a pause, not touch and go, with a pause. He has squatted 405, and he has deadlifted 455. So the gains have been significant. And he's roughly the same body weight a year later.
Yeah, he's not. I'm watching some of his videos right now. He actually posted a video, I remember, about
yes.
how great it was to train with you, right? Isn't that the same guy?
Yes, that is Anthony.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and very, very kind of him to do so. I mean, that was something that, you know, that he decided to do on his own. And he's really a whiz at editing. And as you can see,
yeah, his videos are really well done. I mean,
yeah,
he's got like. He's got the little
box
with the image and the image and all that sort of stuff. So he's talking about what he's feeling, and he's doing a front squat, talking about how it feels against his neck and his chest.
Yeah, I mean, he's went from never really front squatting this week.
285 for three.
You know, doing he did 320 for a single, I want to say, yesterday. And so he's... you know, he's lifting weights way past, I think, what he ever expected. And so the other one is Stephanie from Arkansas. Now, this is going to hurt some guys' feelings. But she's a world-class lifter on her own. Went through a few things and then severely injured herself. And you know, she's a friend of mine. I've judged her many times, you know, and very familiar with her lifting. And she has emailed me or messaged me at different times, you know, to have me look at video, you know, how's this squat depth, you know, and so forth. And finally I said, you know, you really, you know, need to make some adjustments, if I may, and offered my services, and she agreed. And so she's doing the very template that we've discussed on the show she is currently using. Last night, she did 185 and 190 for six reps, touch and go on the bench press.
Wow.
Actually did a seventh rep. Now she's raw. This is raw. This is unequipped. You know, and this is a 165 lifter. She's tall, 165, wears a bikini, that kind of thing. And, you know, so this isn't someone that, you know, she's a mom, you know, she's not, you can tell she's very fit, you can tell she's strong, you know, but that's it. I mean, there's nothing, you know, that would make you believe that she's moving ridiculous weights. You would know that she was strong. But she did seven reps with 190 thinking she was supposed to do eight. And her boyfriend, you know, had texted me that, you know, he took the weight from her, you know, because she still had another set. But I have video that I've posted on the Ogre Compound page. She front squatted 225, and I'm going to tell you something for the ladies out there. That is a big front squat for someone that weighs 165 pounds.
Yeah.
Woman or not, that's a good – you will not see that at a commercial gym, I assure you. Then she goes to the raised handle trap bar. The first video that I was sent – was four plates, 405 pounds on this particular trap bar. That's very impressive. But I have video of her pulling 470 pounds with the trap bar. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Great.
Ridiculous. And then she is snapping up. When she went to the floor with the straight bar, she is snapping with so much better form. Her strength was such that it way outweighed her form, and that's what led to her injury, and that's hence my involvement with her. But she is snapping 385 pounds off the floor, just ripping it.
Wow.
You know, so it's very exciting because this is someone that is definitely world class, and to be able to work with someone, you know, like that and go, okay, you're already strong, so what I'm telling you to do is do something completely different so you'll be even better. You know, because she messaged me a few times, you know, with all this you have me doing, I know I'm a lot stronger than this. And I said, give it a couple of weeks. You know, then she messaged me. She goes, oh, my God, I am so sore. You know, I'm like, well, the big thing is, it's not that she's not out of shape or that she's not a good lifter. It's just that we're recruiting so much more out of her body that the goal is that we're going to eclipse her old numbers, and we're going to do it in a manner that diminishes, and I mean minimizes, the potential for injury. You know, and this is a woman that if you saw her at the store, you would go, wow, she looks great. She's very pretty. She's very fit. But if I told you she deadlifted 500 pounds, you'd go, oh, my God.
Right.
You know.
Right. That's impressive.
So that's the kind of success we're having with the system.
So if people want to get in touch with you, give it one more shot for those who are just tuning in late. How can they get in touch with you if they want to work with you and you can help them get stronger as well?
You can find me on Facebook. I have a personal page, and then you can also search the Ogre Compound. There's a Facebook page for that. You can always email me at supersquat800@yahoo.com or go to weightliftingdiscussion.com and hit the link to the forum, and you'll see where people are posting their training and a lot of people that are posting there on the system that we've discussed on the show.
Excellent. All right, so there you have it. I think we've covered just about everything we can cover in this particular the three big lifts template. And obviously you may have some questions, so please fire them in to onair@superhumanradio.com, and we'll have Coach Johnson back on to answer any of your questions. How's that sound?
Great.
Thanks a lot, Wade.
Always good to be with you, Carl.
Talk to you soon, brother. All right, so that there you have it. Tomorrow's Friday. I'll be joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo as we perform Casual Friday tomorrow. So tune in for that, and thank you for listening today.
Listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.